Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
There's an old saying, it's not over till it's over, and even though the legislature has adjourned and legislators are back home with their families, the 63rd session of the legislature won't end for a few more days. That's because Governor Bullock has 10 days to decide whether to pass or veto bills once they reach his desk, and with regard to our bills, yesterday was an interesting day. In a real sense, the gloves came off, the curtain was pulled back, and the governor revealed what he really believes, and what we saw was not pretty. It began with House Bill 391, a bill to force abortion providers like Planned Parenthood to get parental permission before performing abortions on minors. It makes sense to us, and the legislature agreed. We require permission for tattoos and tanning salons. Why not invasive surgery like an abortion? It's also a matter of public safety for the kids. We know that girls as young as 11 and 12 are being trafficked, and their abusers are forcing the girls to get abortions to cover their tracks. 2 weeks ago, Representative Jerry Bennett, the bill's sponsor, and I met with the governor's policy advisors and laid out our arguments for the passage of House Bill 391. We were encouraged. His advisors were intelligent and engaged. They asked good questions, and we came away from the meeting feeling as though we made some progress. That, coupled with the fact that Governor Bullock is a practicing Catholic with young children, left us hopeful that there might be a chance that he would sign the bill. Yesterday, we heard that he would allow the bill to become law without his signature. That's fine, we thought. Good compromise between sound policy and his liberal base of supporters. We were pleased. That is, until we heard the rest of the story. If the newspapers are correct, it appears that Governor Bullock does not support parental consent and has been working for weeks behind the scenes on a political strategy to kill both House Bill 391 and House Bill 521, the accompanying ballot referendum that would place the same issue before the voters if he chose to veto the bill. As it turns out, he developed this strategy in partnership with the Montana Reproductive Rights Coalition. These are the same people who brought sex education beginning in kindergarten to the Helena School District. It's made up of the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, the National Abortion Rights Action League, Blue Mountain Abortion Clinic, and several others. Their plan is to allow the bill to become law, thereby nullifying the ballot referendum. Then they'll challenge the law in court, where they believe that Montana's liberal judges will give them a victory. Ironically, on the same day, the governor chose to veto House Bill 239, which would have forced schools to get parental permission before teaching anything of a sexual nature. He said parents can already opt out, and that the bill trampled the authority of local school boards. Truth is, we heard of a school board of a Class A school that found out just last week that Planned Parenthood has been doing sex education assemblies in their schools for the past 3 years, and they didn't even know about it. It's time for parents and grandparents to rise up. It's time for you to go to your local school board and push for an opt-in policy so that the school needs your permission before teaching sex education. In the meantime, our legal team is already teed up and ready for the challenge to the parental consent for abortion law. Wyoming requires consent. So does Idaho, and North Dakota requires the consent of both parents. Other states take the protection of their kids seriously. It's time that Montana did as well. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.